Yo, what's the deal? It's your boy J16 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. Man, today I wanted to get into the depths of everything that's going on with did he do it or did he not. And I don't think it's more built on the fact of, like destroying Diddy's character, because he brought so much to the hip-hop game when it comes to, like, the history of hip-hop. And I don't want to get so stuck into the overall logistics of the case and what's going on. I think the conversation is more going to be laid into the aspect of how will we look at the Diddy catalog as we move forward. And you got to think, man, Diddy's catalog is so extensive, man. In the 90s, he ran. I remember as a kid in the 90s, you could not listen to the radio station literally without hearing a Diddy record. He had almost every element tied to the industry in his hand, right? From the Face, from the 112s, to the Marries, that's on the R&B side. And then you look at it, what he had on the hip-hop side, from the Biggies, the Locks, the Little Kims, the Junior Mafias, the Craig Max. You could just keep going, and that's one part of the 90s. Then you add it to the late 90s with the G-Deps, the Maces, the Black Robs. It just is so crazy how his run was so extensive. Like, the whole 90s, he held it down. And then you fast forward to where we're at now, where you're, like, really contemplating on not listening to a Diddy catalog. Or is it something that's going to affect us when we come to, like, going out and hearing songs that we grew up to and not being able to hear it, right? One aspect about Diddy that you can't, even if you don't want to agree with, even if, like, we all agree that what he did was, like, if on every single level was crazy, right? There's no argument about that. But there could be a thing to say about how he elevated what we looked at as hip-hop, right? Prior to Biggie dying, hip-hop was really in a different world, right? The music that we were putting out was very much tied to the whole concept of just overall murder, death, kill, if you want to look at it from that standpoint. Over-sexualizing of women, just straight drug money, killing. It was no dynamics to hip-hop. And there were definitely groups out that had music that was tied more to the neo-soul style. We definitely had the Tribes, we had the Commons, we had the Roots, we had groups like that that we were listening to, the Fugees. But overall, the music that was put so heavily on a radio prior to 1997 was, like, very much tied to the Mob Deeps and the CNNs and the Wu-Tang, the MOPs, like, groups like that were really gritty New York sound and hip-hop. And then on the West Coast, we had the Snoops, and we had the Ice Cubes and anything Dre produced, right? But overall, the essence of what hip-hop was very monotone. It was very much tied directly to one sound. You had club songs, right? We had Gin and Juice. We had songs like that. But there wasn't no really differentiating between rap as being a lasting art form other than the folk music that I was putting out. Music that was meant to storytelling and giving us all an insight in where hip-hop, the sound of what we wanted the sound of hip-hop to be like. And then Biggie died. And it was some crazy controversies, and Pac dies, right? And the East Coast, West Coast beef, and everything about hip-hop was so tied into violence. If you was from New York, you couldn't go to Cali. From Cali, you couldn't go to New York. It was just a very much of a violent standpoint. The battle got out of hand, and people weren't doing music with people. And honestly, that's what the vision of hip-hop was on throughout TV. One thing Diddy did, and he talked about it, is that he had an essence of what hip-hop was going to sound like and where he wanted hip-hop to go. And he always felt that hip-hop was our own worst enemy. Like, we created so much music, and everything was so well constructed. We finally got our music mainstream to an extent, but it was almost a feeling like hip hop was only gonna last for but so long. So we had to change the way we created the music we put out. And Diddy, honestly, was the architect behind hip-hop becoming popular music. Because his mindset about hip-hop was, we need hip-hop to play at weddings, we need hip-hop to play at bar mitzvahs, we need hip-hop to play at, you know, first date, whatever you want to say it. It was supposed to be good music. Barbecues, you could just keep going down a list of events that you wanted hip-hop play at. And he created this movement. And it was, we all look back to hip-hop, it was the shiny suit movement. The movement where everybody was dancing, having a good old fucking time. I hated that shit. Like, if I'm an essence of a true hip-hop person, boom bap music, the shiny suit music movement was trash. We were around here rocking shiny fucking bubble jackets and snow goggles, right? All my 90s heads remember that time. Every essence of it was, we wanted to look like we were part of Bad Boy, right? Mace held the scene down. Everything about it was just so cool and so laid back. And that was an essence, when I look back to it, that we really didn't understand how much Diddy's influence in that culture changed our dynamic of what we felt hip-hop could be like. Now, fast forward to now, where his whole catalog is about to be questioned. And we can almost get into the dynamics of, is it getting questioned because the music that Diddy put out was suspect? Is it being questioned because we felt like every element of hip-hop Diddy was portraying was underlined by the craziness that he was doing when it came to, I don't know, I don't even want to get into aspects of the case, but weirdo shit. Like, so that makes us put a dynamic into what he actually did and put out. Now, we can say R. Kelly put him in the same boat. R. Kelly had a crazy catalog, dope music, man. He made I Believe I Can Fly, but on the other hand, he made Seems Like You Ready, right? His music was tied directly into the things he was doing. Whereas Diddy, on one side, his music wasn't like giving us context, clues into what he was doing, unless you just say, okay, well, his label was named Bad Boy. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you know what I mean? It could be stuff, and Biggie did say a lot of suspect lines in his music. We could be like, oh, yeah, that shit is kind of crazy. But overall, his music was really not tied directly into, like, context clues into the shit he was doing. Another thing about Diddy, when it comes to his catalog, I think we'll look back to it and say a lot of the artists that were part of this Bad Boy catalog were not even, like, directly tied all the way to Diddy. Yes, Mary, Jodeci, all these groups in the early stages, the Faiths, the 112s in the mid stages, and the Black Rob, D-Def in the later stages. These artists didn't have labels and music signed directly. They did have music signed directly to Diddy as a whole. Like, they were signed to his label, but he wasn't, unless he was on a track saying, take that, take that, take that. We might not look at Diddy as an element of what we'll say as, yo, I can't listen to this artist because Diddy produced it. It's not like now, it's not like today where you see an artist come out and it's like, oh, yo, they say they handle right in the beginning of it. Like, you ain't really heard Diddy say it. You would have Diddy come in the song like, as we proceed, and you'll hear some shit like that. And a lot of times he didn't say that. So it might be an element of, if it's Diddy's voice, we might take it out, right? But it's still early stages. As the case and things go on, we may change our way of looking at what Diddy did, and are we going to just straight cancel all the music that he produced and put out there? Now, in my opinion, if you watch me, if you watch my shows, if you listen to me, follow me on social media, you know, man, I am a Biggie fan, right? I fuck with Biggie. That is one of my favorite rappers of all time. He's the king. So it would be hard-pressed for me to not listen to Biggie music. And also, I have an understanding. Like, Biggie kind of knew what time it was during that time around Diddy. Like, he was already making moves to get away from Bad Boy, right? With Lance, Rivera, making the moves. And I don't know if it's going to be moved more to Rockefeller, but he was already creating the commission, if you remember, during that time, right? Playboy, Charlie Baltimore, Biggie, fucking Jay-Z, you know? It was so much going on that who knows in the next couple of years what the whole soundtrack of the Diddy, I guess you want to say, the whole Bad Boy Biggie run would have looked like. It might have been over. You know, he might have got off the label and signed to Rockefeller with whole Ed Dame. Who knows where it would have went. But we can look back to that time. You could do your research and see that there was a rift going to probably start happening between Diddy and Biggie. And also, when you look at it today, like what Diddy, how much is Diddy doing for his artists that were signed to his label? I remember about 15 to maybe close to 20 years ago, a dude came out and was talking about how crazy Diddy was when it came to not showing respect and love for artists as they went on. It was just an overall essence of what these artists were doing for Diddy, and he wasn't giving respect to or even giving a legacy or a platform for them to thrive after the music was over. So a lot of that essence is tied directly into what Diddy did as a producer and as an artist.
And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed. This was a quick viewpoint. It was just in my mind. I had to get it off. Pause. No, Diddy. No joke. But I just had to just have this conversation because this whole Diddy thing, man, is going to be in the news for a while now. And this is just my first viewpoint and view of, is that Diddy catalog still going to be relevant after it's all said and done? I hope you enjoyed listening. As always, every Friday we drop a new episode, man. And definitely respect the grind, not the poser. Rhythm is poetry is an experience centered around hip-hop soul, hip-hop excellence, and hip-hop culture. And in due time, we're going to take over. Peace.